Broadcasting Company presents The Beulah Show with the music of Buzz Adlin, the songs of Penny Piper, and starring Bob Corley as...
Got the world in a jug, Lord. Got the supper in my hand.
Yes, sir, it's Beulah! This time, the American Broadcasting Company brings you Bob Corley as Beulah with Jess Kirkpatrick, Lois Corbett, Ernie Whitman, Jerry Oppie, and Eric Rolfe. Well, things are running along fairly smoothly out of 213 Lake Street. Harry Jones is upstairs in his room. His Aunt Alice is downtown. And here in the kitchen, happily preparing the finest beef stew of the season, we find Beulah.
Now, let's see. There's the potatoes, the carrots, the peas. Oh, the onions. Don't tell me I forgot the... I know, there they are. Cutting up to the meat just like they were sweetheart. But how could they be sweethearts if one of them's an onion? That stew's beginning to smell as pretty as Van Johnson looks. Mr. Mulligan, you have met your master.
Is that you, Beulah?
Yes, Miss Alice. Is that you, Beulah? Who else could permeate the ozone with such an aroma de la beef stew?
Oh, there you are. My, that stew smells nice.
But don't it, though? This stew's got just about everything in it that's good, including the best wishes of its creator. You went down to the television broadcast, didn't you, ma'am?
Yes, and it was very interesting. Although, of course, television is still in its infancy.
Yes, ma'am, I know. And like most infants, it's going to need a lot of changes.
Oh. Yes. Is Mr. Harry home, Beulah?
Oh, yes, and he's been home all day. Is the boss in some sort of trouble or something, Miss Alice?
Trouble, Beulah?
Got something on his mind today. He's been acting more restless than a pair of eyes at a tennis match. Pacing back and forth upstairs in his room.
Pacing, eh? Well, I wonder what could be the matter.
Listen, there he goes again. If all that pacing don't spell trouble, then Beulah don't spell Beulah.
Oh, I know what it is. The winner of the city slogan contest is going to be announced tonight on the radio. He's been looking forward to it for weeks.
A slogan contest?
Yes. The city can't decide on a motto for its coat of arms. And so several weeks ago, they announced a contest.
A contest? For a motto? But to go on a coat of arms?
Yes, Beulah. Mr. Harry didn't want to enter the contest at first, but his fellow lodge members talked him into it. For the good of the lodge, they said. He spent days thinking up a slogan.
Oh, yes, I remember. That was the time that he paced the floor just like he's doing now. Wore out all them pencils and his new slippers on the carpet. To say nothing of himself.
That was it, Beulah.
I remember when he finished. Came limping out of his room, called for a package of corn plasters, and gave me the letter to mail.
You didn't forget it, I hope.
Miss Van Alice, I don't forget nothing that's got the word mail in it.
Why, Beulah? Why should you worry about mail? I should think a pretty girl like you could marry anyone she pleased.
Well, I suppose I could. I guess I just ain't pleased anyone yet.
What about your boyfriend, Bill?
I don't know. He's been hanging around at Clarice lately.
Clarice? Oh, that girl who runs the beauty parlor.
Mm-hmm. Imagine her giving Marcel. Well, I think she herself's got hair like a doll.
Like a doll?
Yeah, pasted on. And she thinks she's so pretty. Why, if you ask me, she's got a face like the passport photo of a prune.
Well, what did Bill see in her?
Well, I don't know. But he's sure taking his time looking. I'm getting a little put out with him. If I was sure he was cheating on me, I'd declare I'd bounce an oak leaf off his head.
Well, would that hurt him?
An oak leaf from the dining room table.
Oh! Well, Beulah, I know you're only joking, but you'd better be sure before you do anything. Why, she may be the one who's after him. He's quite a debonair fellow, you know.
He's debonair what?
Debonair. You know, suave.
Oh, yes, yes, and that's him. He's a big, fat suave.
Beulah, what time is it? That clock upstairs. Oh, hello, Aunt Ellis. All through shopping?
Yes, Harry, thank heaven, and I'm exhausted.
Well, then, hadn't you better go rest up for tomorrow?
For tomorrow?
Well, isn't that when you return the things you bought today?
Oh, hell.
Return the things you bought today. There he goes, opening up with a yacht. Kind of light, but still he's trying. It's too bad Vaudeville's dead, Mr. Harry.
Yes, he could help kill it.
Miss Van Alice, Miss Van Alice saw the television broadcast today, Mr. Harry.
Oh, really? Interesting, isn't it, that Alice?
Oh, very. I'll tell you all about it later, Harry. Right now, I'm going to lie down for a while.
All right. Why, it's certainly wonderful the things they've done with electronics. Radio, television, radar.
Radar, sir?
Yes, you know, the detecting device they used during the war. Why, it locates things you can't even see.
Wonder if they got any in surplus. I'd like to have one to tune in on that boyfriend of mine.
Yes. I see what you mean. Say. What's that cooking, Beulah? Beef stew?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it sure smells good. What do you do? Just leave it there? Don't you have to stir it or anything?
No, sir. There comes a time in every stew's career when all it does is simmer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the good old simmer time, huh?
Oh, listen. Oh, the good old simmer time. Oh, me, I love that man.
Well, it certainly smells like it should make a good lunch.
But don't it, though? But that stew ain't for lunch, Mr. Harry. That's the target for tonight. In other words, dinner.
Oh. Well, what's for lunch, then?
I thought I'd fix us up a nice mess of grits.
How many?
As many as you can eat.
Oh.
We got thousands of them. Incidentally, Mr. Harry, I sure wish you the very best of luck in the big slogan contest.
Oh, the slogan contest. Oh, I'd forgotten all about it, Beulah.
Forgotten it?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Harry, why do we really need a slogan anyway? It ain't as if it was trying to make somebody rush out and buy it, like them radio commercials. You know, like Coca-Cola is so classy in a bottle or a glassy.
No, Beulah. It's for morale. It's an inspiration to the people.
Inspiration?
Yeah, now, you take the city of Chicago, for example. Its motto is, I will.
You will? You will what, sir?
Oh, no, not me personally, Beulah. I will means no matter what the obstacle, I will overcome it.
Oh, you mean something like that Superman, that red underwear fella.
Yes. Let's just say yes.
All right. Yes. Mr. Harry, would you mind telling me what your slogan is like?
Oh, I don't remember it offhand, Beulah. Onward with dexterity, upward with prosperity, forward with posterity. Just a simple little slogan.
Onward with, upward, forward with, simple, all right. Catchy, too.
Of course, I haven't a chance of winning, but then
Oh, I wouldn't say that, sir. It's a mighty pretty slogan. Miss Harry, you certainly are slogan-minded.
Yeah, well, by the way, Beulah, have you seen the butcher bill around anywhere? I ought to send him a check.
The butcher bill? Oh, yes, it's around here somewhere. That man deserves to get paid, too. Smiling at the customers, bowing and scraping. Just as if the shortage had never happened.
Well, see if you can find it and bring it in to me, will you?
I will. Let me see, where is that bill at? Butcher gave it to me. I put it in my bag to bring home to Mr. Harry. Oh, I know where it is. In my bag. Bill, you sure carry a lot of junk in here. Oh, here's the bill. Oh, no, it's a recipe for raw oysters. Raw oysters? You need a recipe for eating them raw? Where is that bill? Ah, this feels like it, Beulah. No, this is just an old letter. An old letter. Let me see that letter. Contest Department, City Planning Commission. I ain't never had no correspondence with him. Uh-oh. I remember. Mr. Harris' slogan. You forgot to mail it. Oh, Beulah, you fool!
Buzz Adlam and the orchestra add a few new touches to A Shanty in Old Shanty Town.
Thank you.
My goodness, Harry, why don't you sit a while? You'll wear yourself out with all that pasty.
Oh, I'm a bit restless. It changes the seasons or something.
The fact that the winner of the contest is going to be announced on the air tonight has nothing to do with it, of course.
The contest? Furthest thing from my mind. See, what time is it anyway?
Oh, try and relax, Harry. The winner won't be announced for hours yet.
Well, Beulah. Oh, Beulah!
Did you call me, Mr. Harry?
Yeah, what time is it according to the kitchen clock?
Oh, me. According to the kitchen clock, sir, it's 10 minutes later than when you asked me what time it was according to the kitchen clock 10 minutes ago.
Well, that clears that up.
Mr. Harry, would you like to borrow my new watch? It's a nice one.
Gruen?
I know it's the same size as always. I'm sorry, Mr. Harry. Just trying for a yawk in here. We could sure use one.
Don't tell me this contest has got you down too, Beulah.
Well, not exactly. Mr. Harry, this contest means a lot to you, don't it?
Well, I worked pretty hard on that slogan.
Yes, I remember how you tromped up and down your room for 3 days and how you finally tromped out, your little face flushed with success, and how you handed me the aspirin bottle to put away and the slogan letter to mail.
Well, it's a good thing I can depend on you, Beulah. Someone else might have put the letter away and mailed the aspirin bottle.
Oh, listen, put the letter away and mail the aspirin bottle. So that's how it happened.
Beulah, I think I hear footsteps on the back walk. Could it be Bill?
Well, if them footsteps are size 11 and one half, that's my boyfriend Bill, all right. I think I'll just go meet him. Gotta be nice, because I need his help. Now, if I was to open the door like this and ask, who is there? What kind of an answer would I get?
It's Bill, baby. No pain, no strain.
Bill, you don't know how nice it is to look at your sweet little expressionless face again.
No, baby, I don't, but that's sure a nice sentiment. A nice sentiment. But look at you, gal. You look like the last rose of September. What is troubling you?
Oh, Bill, I was trusting. I failed.
Oh, in a jam, huh? Well, suppose you tell me about it, Beulah. After all, what have you got friends for? You don't think I'll come around just to sample your cooking, do you?
Bill, do you really mean that?
Of course I mean it. Say, is that beef stew I smell?
Darn you, Bill. It's either food or other gals. And by the way, you better watch out. I want to start checking you with radar.
What?
Radar. You don't even know what that is, do you?
Well, sure I do. Radar is, radar is radar spelled backwards.
My, you stupid Bill. Well, let's get back to the main subject here.
That beef stew,
No, darn it, Bill, I got trouble. If a beef stew interests you more than the worst trouble I've ever been in, then the age of chivalry is dead.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, baby. When you open up those big sad eyes, I'm tempted to put my arm around you and draw you close to me.
Oh, dear.
And I'm tempted, if you puck up real pretty, to maybe even give you a great big smooch.
Well?
Oh, look out now. Don't start that now. I only said I was tempted. Get away now. Don't do that.
All right, dear. And I ain't even mad. I feel so terrible.
Oh, what's the problem, honey?
Bill, I let Mr. Harry down like a busted Venetian blind. He spent 3 days writing a slogan, and I forgot to mail it to the contest. Oh, Bill, what am I going to do? I need your advice.
Oh, advice, huh? Well, I'd say to consider the ramifications.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I must do. That's... What is it?
The ramifications? Well, that's simply,
Oh, wait a minute. Who's that outside?
I don't know, but ain't it a convenient time to come? Yeah, I'll get it for you. Oh, hello, mister. It's you.
How do you do?
How are you today?
Me? Why, I'm, Oh, Jack, who am I?
I said, how are you?
Oh, sure. That's who I am. Who are you?
Well, my name's Bill.
Oh, say, that's too bad. Hope you get better.
Hey, wait a minute. There ain't nothing wrong with me.
You know, my mother had to go to the hospital once.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Well, what did she have?
Me.
Oh, well, that's fine then, ain't it?
Yeah. She said... Oh, Chuckie.
Wanted a girl, huh?
Yeah. Me too.
You too? How come?
Oh, I got a good reason.
But, mister, if your mama had a girl, you wouldn't be you. You might be somebody else, don't you know that?
Yeah. That's my good reason.
Beulah, would you butt on this, please?
All right. Mister, if you don't mind my asking, just who are you?
Oh, pretty good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, no.
Bill. Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, nice name.
You see what I mean?
Did you want something, or did you just stop by here on your way to someplace else?
Yeah.
That's a nice, direct answer.
Well, I gotta go now. Got to get to the university in time for the final examination in psychology.
Oh, my goodness. Are you going to take it?
Take it? Oh, no. No, I ain't taking it. I'm it. Bye.
My, ain't he some man?
Yeah, he ain't conceited, but the world sure revolves around him.
Mr. Harry says he's... Oh, I almost forgot. Mr. Harry and my problem. Bill, what am I going to do?
Well, if I was you, I'd go right to Mr. Harry and tell him.
You would?
Yes, I'd say, Mr. Harry, here's what I've done. Then I'd tell him right out.
Oh, my, you're so brave.
Then I'd say, Mr. Harry, that's what I've done, and what are you going to do about it?
Such courage.
Then I'd look him straight in the eye, and I'd pound my fist, and I'd stomp my foot, and I'd, Hey, lucky I ain't you, I'd really mess up things, wouldn't I?
You sure would. But you're part right, Bill. I gotta face Mr. Harry, and I gotta face him now. Yes, sir, that's what I gotta do. No, Bill, no, don't try to talk me out of it, and don't hold me back.
Honey, I ain't holding you back.
I know, darn it. Well, here goes.
And so I think you'd better... Oh, hello, Beulah.
Hello, Miss Van Allen. Mr. Harry, have you got a minute?
Why, of course, Beulah. What is it?
Goodness, Beulah, you sound serious.
Yes, sir. I'm serious, all right.
Well, go ahead, Beulah.
Well, sir, I've been with you a long time.
Anybody
now.
Home?
Why, that's Mr. Jenkinson next door.
Oh, that guy again.
Oh, now, Harry.
Well, I can't...
In here, Mr. Jenkins.
Hello, neighbors.
Howdy, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jenkins.
By George, Mrs. Bates, you seem to get younger every time I see you.
Oh, well, thank you.
And, Beulah, you look wonderful. Is that a dirndl dress?
Yes, sir, just a dirndl dress I've had for years.
And, Jones?
Yes?
Pretty sure you're going to win that contest, eh?
Well, I, Well, look here, Jenkins. I never said I'd win the contest.
But you wouldn't mind winning it, would you, neighbor?
Well, of course I wouldn't mind winning. But what's that got to do with you?
Well, neighbor, I just thought I'd set your mind at ease. You haven't got a chance.
What?
Confidentially, it's in the bag.
Oh, in the bag, huh? For whom, if I might be so foolish as to ask?
For me, Jones. I heard your slogan when you told it to Beulah this morning. Onward with dexterity, upward with prosperity, and forward with posterity. It's positively monotonous.
Oh, it is, huh?
To think that a grown man could waste 3 days a night composing that silly thing. I'll tell you my slogan, Jones. You can judge the difference for yourself, if you understand Latin.
Oh, so you speak Latin, huh?
Latin, Greek, Sanskrit. As a matter of fact, I speak 3 dead languages.
He should make a very sociable corpse.
Well, my slogan goes like this. Dum spiro spero, cogito ergo sum, amicus humani generis, vita brevis, ad rem, ad hoc. You know what it means, neighbor?
No, and I don't care.
It means onward, upward, and forward with dexterity, prosperity, and posterity.
Oh, my, that's pretty. It's so catchy. Almost seems like I heard it before.
Well, I wrote it in Latin, of course, but I translated it into English and sent it off that way.
Jenkins, you stole my slogan.
Might accuse you of the same thing, Joe. But don't worry, I won't. Still think you're going to win?
I certainly do. My wording was better than that cockeyed garble of yours, Jenkins. And further...
Don't apologize because of the similarity in our slogans, Jones. You think your way is better, and I think mine is. Care to make a little wager, eh?
What sort of a wager?
Well, I noticed all the weeds in your lawn and practically sink to my knees in them every time I pick your flowers.
My flowers?
That's right. You know, Jones, I've got a lot of weeds over in my yard, too.
Well?
Yes, so, Jones, when I win the contest, you keep my yard weeded clean all summer.
Oh, and when I win, you take care of mine, huh? Okay, Jenkins, you've made a bet.
Oh, my.
Well, I'll be seeing you, yard bird.
Of all the undiluted, radiated, homogenized nerves.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Harry, I wish you hadn't made that bet.
Will he be sorry? Now, what was it you want to speak to me about, Beulah?
Never mind now, sir. Thank you for the offer of the loan of your ear anyway. But I better go back and see if Bill's still waiting for me. Oh, Bill.
Oh, there you are.